Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
We've been talking about self-control, remember, the fruit of the Spirit. We're going to get into the Advent season, and that's what this is speaking of. This is talking about the coming of the Lord. And so He came, right? Like I said, I'm glad He came. Let's look at this. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. Who's that? John the Baptist. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And you'll find in Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make His paths straight. And that word straight, remember? Orthos. So we get the word orthodontic, orthodontist. Orthos, straight. Means to line up. When you go to the dentist, you get braces on your teeth. The orthodontist puts braces on there. He's going to line them teeth up. And you know what? There's something that comes with braces. Lifetime of tension. You're supposed to have tension for the rest of your life after you get them braces off. That's a good analogy, I think. He needs tension on your life to get you to the place He's called you to. You see that? And He's not a God of good intentions. He's a God of execution. He does what He says He's going to do. See that? He accomplishes what He says He'll accomplish. He's not just sharing principles and trying to help you understand ideas. He fulfills them. I needed help. My heart needed healed. Am I making sense? My heart was broken. I needed healing. Jesus healed my heart. Because He heals the broken heart. Amen. I didn't just need somebody telling me principles. I need healing. And He didn't just heal me. He sent the Holy Spirit after He ascended. In John 16, He said, the Holy Spirit's going to come. And He said He's going to guide you into all truth. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. So the Holy Spirit is in me, guiding me to the truth I need to become who God created me to be. Remember? In Galatians chapter 2, Paul was admonishing the Galatian church because they were coming in with false teaching. He said, you're not being straightforward with the gospel of truth. You're not being orthos with the gospel of truth. There's one gospel. What they're teaching you doesn't line up. Then he says in the third chapter, you started out in the Holy Spirit, but now you're trying to get what the Holy Spirit started in the flesh. It won't happen. You've been bewitched. In other words, you need the truth and the Holy Spirit to mix to get you to everything God created you to be. You see that? You need the Holy Spirit and the truth mixing to get you to who God created you. He said He won't even speak on His own authority. He only speaks what He hears. You need to hear the Word of God to get to the truth. He says in 2 Thessalonians, but we are bound to give thanks, brethren, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth to which you were called by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel calls you out of what you were into who you are. You see that? It calls you to the real you. It calls you to who He formed you. He knew you. He sanctified you. He ordained you. It's calling you to that. And the truth of God's Word and the Holy Spirit work together to get you to line up with that one gospel, Jesus. Jesus is the gospel. He died. He was buried and he rose again. You need that constant reminder of that. Because if you don't have that constant reminder, you'll forget about it. And stuff will start entering your mind, lies and all kinds of things. And you'll start believing that. And then you got all these ideas that aren't even from God. Are we making sense? You paying attention? The voice of one crying in the wilderness. Look what he says. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight. Ooh, there's our word. Orthos. Make straight. In the desert, a highway for our God. Now, he's not talking about I-75 out there. He's talking about God's ways. God's ways are higher. He says in Isaiah 55, he says, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down from heaven, and the snow, and waters the earth, and makes it bring forth in bud, so shall my word be. It shall not return to me void, but it will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper in the thing for which I have sent it, and then you will be led out with joy and walk in peace. He says his ways are higher. That's what he's talking about. He wants his high ways in all of our lives, because Jesus is coming back again. You see? And when we have his ways functioning and operating in our heart now, we are advancing God's kingdom now. He says you'll walk in peace and joy now. So now you can have the kingdom wherever you go. And people are going to look at your life and they're going to want what you have. Am I making sense? So here's the idea. That's how you be salt. You start operating in his ways. You do it his way. Because Jesus said, I am the way. That's what he's talking about here. Prepare the way of the Lord. Jesus is the way. Jesus said, I am the way. Are you paying attention? Prepare, when you prepare something, has to do with your character. Prepare means fixed. Fixed. God's trying to fix our character to be like his. And that's why we need each other. I need you, you need me. You're helping me to be fixed. You're going to get this here. Now watch this. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare. Remember, if you have concrete and it's not cured or it's not set and you back a truck up on it, you'll leave tire marks in the concrete. But if it's fixed, if it's set, you can back a Mack truck up on there, loaded, and it won't leave any tire marks in the concrete because it's prepared. Did you catch it? No impression's going to be left there. When your heart is prepared, when you're prepared with God's way, the rest of this bunch isn't going to have an impression on you. You're going to want God and his will and his way in your life. Am I making sense? Because you know that's where your true identity is. Low self-esteem is out. Your esteem is being called to a higher place. All crime, all divorce, all that comes out of low self-esteem. Our prisons are full of low self-esteem. When they get the truth on who they are, their value, their esteem comes up. And they begin to live a life that they were created for. That's all of us. You see this? Listen to me. Prepare the way. Jesus said, I am the way. He said that in John chapter 14, verse 6. He said, I am the way. He was telling people that understood the Old Testament tabernacle. Because the way, you listening to me? The way was what they had to go through to get to the temple. And the way is where all the sacrifice of the animals and repentance took place. Are you listening to me? Repentance took place. So in the way, they would sacrifice animals for their sin in the Old Testament. And then they would repent. And then they could walk in the one door. The truth. Jesus said, I'm the truth. Jesus said, I am the way. The truth and the life. I'm that. Now listen. So he says, I'm the way. I've been talking about repentance for a long time. And I'm going to keep talking about it. Repentance is something we got to understand. If you're going to be healed and you want influence and you want your children to know Jesus, repentance has got to be a part of your life continuously. You see this? Repentance is huge. Jesus repeated what John the Baptist said in Matthew chapter 4. He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The word repent means change your mind. It's the Greek word metanoia. Meta means change. Noia means mind and thoughts. Change your mind about this kingdom or you're not going to experience it. You need to repent and change your mind about this kingdom, about His way and how to live your life. That's what He's saying. So Jesus said, "I am the way." They all understood. Well, that's where we make the sacrifice and that's how where we repent. And so He was communicating that for that reason. So repentance is healthy. It's a healthy thing. When you repent, remember in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, give me that. Are you guys paying attention? Pay attention. This is huge. See, sometimes we come here and we say things, but we don't lock in on this because this is one of the, when I got this, this is how I have been able to stay up here for 24 years and do this with joy because I understand this right here. Now get a hold of this. For even if I made you sorry with my letter, this is Paul, the Holy Spirit talking, I do not regret it. For though I did regret it, for I perceive that the same epistle made you sorry, though only for a while. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. He's saying, you were all wigged out over nothing. You see that? It didn't even matter. See, once you get the understanding from God, it doesn't matter. Are you listening to me? You were guiding your life around this problem and being sorrowful over it, and it was controlling you, but it didn't even matter. Oh, gosh, you got to get this. Now, get a hold of this. For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation. You see, when you do it God's way, it leads to salvation. This word salvation means whole and healed and rescued. So when you really are sorry and you do it God's way, you don't want to repeat it again. You don't want to go back and do the same sin or because it's bringing sorrow, because it grieves God and it affects your relationship with God. You don't want anything to get between you and God. Are you listening to me? Repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted. In other words, you'll never regret because you got to the real thing through repentance. You see this? Now look, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death. Here's the sorrow of the world. You're sorry because you were sinning or whatever you were doing, and it was bringing problems on you. You're sorry because it's just making your life miserable. And you're just miserable because of what you're doing. And so you're just sorry, but it's not changing. You see, you're sorry because it's bringing problems on you. You're not sorry because it's affecting you and God, and God's not pleased with it. You're sorry because it's affecting you. See, that's selfishness. That's all about you. That'll make you miserable when you're full of yourself. Are you listening to me? This is significant. When you understand this, and you truly repent. Look. Back to pent, highest level. If you're going to reach your highest level of who you are and the highest version of who you are, you're going to have to repent. You see that? Highest level. High things are higher. His ways are higher. It takes repentance to get us there. Metanoia. Change mind. You change your mind. You change the way you think to what God is saying to you. You see, when you don't change the way you think, it becomes paranoia. And that's fear and anxiety and worry. You see that? God, I'm up here. I got a saved mind. God saved me. He healed my broken heart. I'm up here teaching and talking to you all. I'm just telling you what I have experienced. Am I making sense? Because I practice repentance on a regular basis. Sometimes you got to repent every day. Remember, we talked last week, you don't just repent of sin, you repent of patterns. You could be, you know, what do they call that when you put stuff off? Procrastination. Or you could be, you know, sarcastic or whatever. That's not sin, but it brings negativity into your life that can get you into sin. That's why it says we're to cast off every weight and sin. That's a weight. We repent of those things, and they lift off of us. You see that? And when you practice this, this is a spiritual practice, and you do it a godly way, healing begins to take place. It says in Acts 3:19, repent, therefore, that your sins may be blotted out and times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. You see, you get refreshed when you truly repent God's way, and it brings healing in your life. Now look, I'm up here, I've got the knowledge of God in me, and I'm here sharing it with you guys. You see that? I'm sharing it with you. He said, he hasn't given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That word sound mind is the word sophreno. Not schizophreno, sophreno. Secure mind. Self-controlled mind. I got a secure mind. I have a self-controlled mind. I grew up with a mother that was a paranoid schizophrenic. In the last 13 years of her life, she didn't have to take any medicine. She was no longer paranoid. I got to know her better than I ever knew her in the last 13 years. What I'm telling you today is the truth. When you understand what I'm talking about, God will call you out of trauma. He will call you out of abuse. He will call you out of that, and he'll give you a secure, sound mind. Are you listening to me? It says that though we walk in the flesh, we don't war in the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God. For the pulling down of strongholds and casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You can bring every thought. I have a choice. I make a choice on a daily basis. He says, therefore choose life that both you and your descendants may live. I choose life because I repented and I got the truth. I got to life. Are you with me? I choose life every day. Are you listening to me? Every day. Because Christ, he says, bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Pneumos Christos. Pneumos Christos. That's the Holy Spirit. He leads you and guides you into truth. That stronghold is lying to you. It's lying to you, but I have the power. God doesn't just show up with a principle. He gives you power to cast that thing down and walk in his truth. Are you listening to me? And now you're becoming who God created you to be. And you're loving people that matter the most to you. And you're having influence in their life. Am I making sense? Come on, am I making sense? I'm up here because I've tasted this, and I understand, and I'm trying to help you all understand. Are you getting it? This makes sense, doesn't it? Because, folks, listen, you don't have to walk around in that negativity, that dialogue in your head all the time. Get your mind on Jesus. It says in Isaiah 26:3, in his perfect peace, he will keep them whose mind is stayed on thee and whose trust is in the Lord. My trust is in him. You see, my flesh and my feelings and all my senses are always summoning me to get to pleasure, to get to comfort, to get to whatever appeases my flesh. But God is saying, I'm calling you to the truth. And when you get to the truth, the word truth means nothing concealed. I have nothing to hide anymore. I'm walking in the truth. Are you listening to me? Do you get this? Oh, and see, this is what's going on. God's calling people out of problems and healing you. And if you stay with it, you're going to be healed too. Am I making sense? But you got to stay in it. You got to line up. You got to make straight the paths of your feet. Get a hold of this. This is the gospel. The good news. It's already been done. It's not something that's going to happen. We're believing what Jesus has already done. It's good news. Repentance. Don't you like that? Repentance. Folks, understand that right there. You see that? Because what happens is you start believing lies. And that's where all your problems are coming from. He says, take obedience to Christ. Pneumos Christos. That's the anointing. There's an anointing on your life. The word anointing means yoke-destroying, burden-lifting power. I was on the phone with someone the other day, and they were talking about the devil and the devil. I said, you need to stop. I said, stop talking about the devil. You know what? The devil likes you talking about him. When you talk about him, you know what you're doing? You're giving him praise. You're inviting him into your life. I said, stop talking about that. I said, listen. I started telling him how this works. I said, strongholds are lies. God's given you an anointing. In Isaiah 10:27, to destroy yokes, a yoke is something that holds you back. To destroy yokes and bondages in your life. To keep you out of God's will. But when you get around somebody who's anointed, they can destroy a yoke. They can destroy a bondage in your life and get it off. The last thing he said to me, he said, I feel different just talking to you. He said, every time I call you, I always feel better. I said, that's because of the anointing. I'm not bragging. That's because we're all that way. When you grow and mature, you have an anointing on you. And God gave you that anointing to lift things off of people, to help pull people out of that, and help call them into what you're experiencing, the truth. Am I making sense? The gospel of the truth. Jesus was anointed and went about healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Folks, that's why we're here. We're to do the same thing he did. I got the same thing he had. I'm anointed. I'm not bragging to every, you know what? Every one of you are anointed. And you keep getting the truth in you and you watch that stuff dissipate. Those lies have to leave. And those strongholds in your life don't hold you back to your past. Now you're obeying Christ. It may be a little bit more difficult, but when you do, you get to the better place and you think, just like it said, why did I ever even think that? Why did that ever even bother me? You're free. And that's what God wants. He wants you to be free. Free to be you. I'm abiding in his word. Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you're going to know the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. I'm free. Are you with me? I'm excited. Are you excited? Repentance. We're going to go to 1 Peter. I want to show you one more thing. Who's the way? Jesus is the way, right? We want to do things his way. Proverbs says there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death. It's got to be his way, Jesus' way. You see that? Look what it says. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the spirit and sincere love of the brethren. Are you catching this? You need to write this down. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the spirit in sincere love of the brethren. That's how your heart gets pure. You got to love me. I got to love you. You see that? And when we love each other sincerely, it purifies your soul. It purifies you so you can help heal other people. Pull them out of their mess. Is this making sense? Yes. Now look what it says. Your souls in obeying the truth, the spirit in sincere love of the brethren. Remember this word sincere? It was a Roman art culture. And they would take this artwork that they worked hundreds of hours on, and they would make a statue of somebody, and they would chip away, and then they would sell it. They would sell it in these flea markets, and it was these statues. And where they would sell these statues, these flea markets, they didn't call it flea markets, but I'm using that as a modern day term. And so they would sell these statues. So before they paid a lot of money for these statues. So before these people would buy these statues, they got word that these artists were making mistakes as they cut out these heads, and maybe they cut the ear off or they cut the nose, and they would crush that nose or that ear into powder, and then they would mix wax with it, and they would put it back on there, and you couldn't tell it had a problem. So when they purchased this art, they set up, the people who were buying it, set a firebox outside of the flea market, and they would put it in this heat of 1,000 degrees and heat it up. And if nothing melted away, that meant it was sincere. It was sincere. But if the nose melted off, that meant it was not sincere. See, they really went through all that trouble because they exchanged so much gold and silver for this art. So that's what he's saying. He wants your love to be sincere. The word sincere means without wax. No wax. God didn't purchase you with gold and silver. He purchased you with his blood. He wants your love for me and for you. He wants it to be sincere. So when the heat is on, you see that? Nothing's going to melt away. I'm not going to run and, oh, you know, I got my feelings hurt. That ain't going to fly. That's a bunch of wax up in that outfit. Huh? God didn't make that. God's the artist, right? Did you get that? Nothing's going to melt away when the heat's on because you're being purified because God wants to use you. He wants to trust you. If he can trust you out there, then he'll use you. Am I making sense? So now look, it happens in here. You catching this? So now look, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because the flesh is as the grass, and the glory of man is as the flower of grass. For the grass withers and the flower fades away, but the word of the Lord will endure forever. Listen to me. He's talking about giving birth, a newborn believer. You see this? But he's also talking about people in church loving one another and giving birth. God's trying to birth something in you. He's trying to birth the marriage you always wanted. He's trying to birth the business that he's shown you. He's trying to birth the healthy relationships you long for. But you abort them when you get hurt and you run. You see this? It gets tough. It gets difficult. You see, too many times we see trouble and we think, well, God's not in this. God's in it. We glory in tribulations. Trouble is really a sign that God is working on your behalf. And when we begin to see it that way, and we depend on God, he brings healing into your life. Listen, he wants to birth something in you. He wants to show you something your eyes haven't seen, your ears haven't heard, and hasn't entered your heart. He wants to reveal it to you. But it takes place in places like this. He wants that business to come forth. He wants that marriage to be what he created it to be. He wants that career to be a career that you want to be a part of. Are you with me? He wants your finances in an area and be able to pay your bills. You can't be a witness for him if you're broke, busted, and disgusted all the time. Am I making sense? God is working. And, you know, he's calling us all in this thing. You know, don't abort. Don't get your feelings hurt. And don't, if somebody comes up negative comment, just say, look, these aren't garbage cans and let's go. We'll talk later. Right? God is good. And he is up to good. And he wants the best for every one of us. Amen? I am excited this morning.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sidney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sidney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.